I have prepared a special sermon for tonight because this sermon is for kids. So the adults are allowed to listen in, but it's for every child here. And I hope that you will take this as my Christmas present to you. As you guys know, this has been a really different year, and our church services have been really different. We had to stop meeting for a whole month, and then we met in cars. Remember that? And then summer came, and we came here. And that has meant that for most of the year, you have stayed with us through the entire worship service. You didn't have your classes during the sermon. And I want to tell every one of you, you have done a great job being with us in worship. It's really impressed me. I know my sermons can be hard to understand. So thanks. Thanks for listening. Well, this sermon, as I said, is especially for you. And we're going to let the adults listen in, okay? All right. The passage that Mr. Vadala just read tells us that Jesus' mother, Mary, gave birth to him. And then it says she wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger. New babies, some of you know this, you've seen this, new babies are so used to being tightly tucked into their mommy's warm tummy that once they're born, they want to be wrapped up real tight. And that's what Jesus' mom did. She wrapped him in cloths that made him feel tight and warm. Then she put him in a manger. A manger is a box that farmers use to feed animals. That was Jesus' crib. There was no good place to keep a new baby in the crowded house where they were staying, so they decided that the barn would be the quietest, warmest, safest place for the baby. Babies weren't born in hospitals back then. In fact, I don't know if you know this, there were no hospitals back then. Jesus was born just like every other baby. He looked just like any other baby. He cried when he was hungry or when he wanted to be held, just like any other baby. And if you had been there when he was born, you could have held him in your arms. You could have. But was he just a baby? A few minutes ago, we sang a song with the words, "Who would have dreamed or ever foreseen that we could hold God in our hands?" Nobody expected this. Nobody thought that it was possible for God to be a baby. So here's a question for you. Was God a baby? Was God a baby? How could someone who made everything, think of God, he made everything. How could someone who made everything, someone who controls everything, be a baby? That's a really hard question. And that's because God is so different from us that it's hard to describe him. He's one God, but then in his oneness, he is three persons. How's that work? How can God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit be so united that they're one God. There's nothing in this world that you can compare God to. That's why he had to come down to show us what he's like. We couldn't go up to him. And in coming down, he showed us what we could understand, just a little bit about him. We can't climb up to heaven to find him, but he came down from heaven to show us. And the ultimate way that he did this was by sending his son to become a human being. And all that started in Mary's tummy and then by Jesus being born. Jesus was God when he was born. He was always God's son. There was never a time he wasn't God's son. He doesn't have a beginning. What Jesus did was he laid aside his glory that he had as the Son of God. The Apostle Paul says that he was born in the likeness of men. So he looked just like any other person. He looked, he cried, and he needed his diaper changed, just like any other baby, yet he was still God. But he was God who laid aside some of his godness so he could be like us. He laid these things aside, but he didn't stop having them. It wasn't like somehow he laid them aside and that wasn't him anymore. It's just something that he set aside when he came into the world. He didn't stop being God. And this is really hard to understand. And hard not just for kids. It's hard for all of us. So I want to give you an example that might help you understand some of this. Imagine that you are in a bicycle race with 100 other kids, but your bike has a supercharged engine on it. Nobody else has a bike like that. With this bike, you could win the race without even having to pedal. But you didn't join the race just to win. You wanted to help all the other kids finish the race. So you decided not to use your engine, but just your legs and your pedals. And everybody who pedaled along with you finished the race too. That's a little bit like what Jesus did. He laid aside his power and his glory as God so that he could get us to finish the race. When my children were growing up, we listened to a lot of music by a singer named Rich Mullins. And he wrote a song about Jesus as a boy. He wrote a song as if he were a boy trying to figure out how to be like Jesus, who was also a boy. And I want to read some of the lines from the song. He says, "You was a baby like I was once. You was crying in the early morning. You were born in a stable, Lord. Reed Memorial was where I was born. Reed Memorial was the hospital where Rich Mullins was born. They wrapped you in swaddling clothes. Me, they dressed in baby blue." Later in the song, he wonders if Jesus experienced things. Did Jesus go through some of the stuff he went through when he was a kid? Well, did you wrestle with a dog and lick his nose? Did you play beneath the spray of a water hose? Did you ever make angels in the winter snow? Did you ever get scared playing hide and seek? Did you try not to cry when you scraped your knee? Did you ever skip a rock across a quiet creek? Well, it rarely snowed where Jesus grew up, so he probably didn't make snow angels, but he did all the things kids did where he grew up because he was born into our kind. He was a baby. He was a boy. And just like you, he had to grow up. This is where Jesus' story gets really interesting. He was God, yet because as a human he laid aside the privileges of being God, he had to learn about life just like you're learning about life. His dad was a carpenter, so his dad probably taught him how to make things out of wood. Somebody, imagine this, somebody had to teach Jesus the Bible when he was a boy growing up. After the stories in the Bible about when Jesus was born, we learn just one thing about him as a boy. There's only one thing in the Bible about Jesus as a boy. His parents took him and his family to Jerusalem for a worship festival called Passover. That was the year Jesus turned 12. They walked to Jerusalem with a large group, so his parents didn't notice that when he didn't leave the city, when they left the city, they thought he was with everybody else in the group. They didn't realize he didn't leave at the end of the festival. When his dad and mom noticed that he was missing, they ran back to find him. It took them 3 days to find him. He was in the last place you'd expect to find a boy. I've wondered about this. I've wondered if maybe first they looked where all the other boys played, and then they looked in the marketplace where everybody bought their food and things like that. And maybe they tried to track him down at the home of friends he'd made on the trip. But they found him in the temple. He was sitting down with the teachers there. This would be like if you were to go to the university and talk with the professors there. Jesus was listening to what they taught, and he was asking them questions. The Bible says that the people who heard Jesus, now remember, he was only 12 years old. They were amazed at his understanding and his answers. Jesus knew a lot about God, and he wanted to learn more. So he asked questions. In his song, Rich Mullins asked Jesus about his 3 days in the temple. And this is what he says. Did they tell you stories about the saints of old? Stories about their faith? They say stories like that make a boy grow bold. Stories like that make a man walk straight. So, how can you be like Jesus if you're just a kid? How can you learn to be bold and walk straight as a kid? And I want to tell you a few things. One, you can try to learn as much as you can about God from the Bible. You can get your parents and other teachers to teach you. You can try to learn the stories about the saints of old and stories about how they trusted God to help them. God wants you to know him more and more. There is no limit on what you can learn about him. If he's revealed it, you can learn it. You don't have to be an adult. So Jesus was a boy once. He was a human being just like we are. But let me tell you one more thing about Jesus and why he became a baby. The main reason he had to be a human was so that he could pay for our sins. You see, even though Jesus was a boy, even though he laid aside some of his powers as God, he was different from all of us in one very important way. You know what that was? He never sinned. Not once. He obeyed God in everything. And he had to be that way so he could do the main thing he came to do. He came to die on a cross. This is because God requires that people who are sinners, and that's all of us, must pay with their death for disobeying God. Well, Jesus didn't have to pay for himself. He never sinned. And since he was God, he could pay as a man for everybody else. That's the best news ever. That's why he became a baby, so he could live and never sin and then pay for the rest of us. All you have to do is follow him and ask him to make his death count for the one that you owe. So for every boy and girl here, Jesus wants you to know this. I was a boy once. I know what it's like to be a kid. And I can show you how to be a kid. So be like me. Learn all you can about me and my Father in heaven. Ask adults questions about me. Study me. I'll show you how to live. Just follow me. And I'll show you how to trust me to take away the punishment for your sins. And I'll show you how to live with me and live through this life into a new life with a new body, just like me, forever. That's where the Christmas story takes us. God became a baby so that he could die to pay for our sins. He lived as a boy, and then he lived as a man so he could show us how to live. Let's pray. Father, we pray for every child in this room that you would open up their hearts to the reality of who you are. You did that with your son, and you want to do that with everyone. But we pray, Lord, especially for the children in this room and all the children who are a part of our church, you would open their hearts and their minds to Jesus. They would see Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid in a manger, asking questions in the temple, dying on a cross and rising from the dead. Show them Jesus. Show us all Jesus, Father. Give us eyes to see and to learn from the stories about Jesus, how to be bold, how to live by faith. Pray for this through Jesus, who brings our prayers to you, Father. Amen. Amen.